First of all, today I want to take this opportunity once more to welcome all of you to Sacred Heart of Jesus Church as we celebrate the greatest feast of the Christian year. Indeed, Easter is the most important day of the year for us as Christians, in a sense even more important than Christmas. It can be argued, in fact, that Easter is the most important day of our lives. More important even than the day that we were born, because today is the day we learn that our lives here on earth do not simply end in death. At the end of our days here on earth, we don't just end up in a hole in the ground or in a box of ashes. Today we learn that our lives are not only valuable, they are priceless. Our lives have been purchased by the infinite sacrifice of God's only Son. And because of that, our lives are now like His, holy and imperishable in God's sight. Now, having said that, I'm well aware that we live in a world, in an age, and a culture in which it has become fashionable to doubt and disbelieve. If I were to ask for a show of hands right now of those of you who believe in God, I'm confident that most of you would raise your hands, but also that some of you would inwardly doubt or disbelieve. To those of you in that latter category of doubt, but for those of you who believe as well, I'd like to share with you today something that comes from the pen of a fellow priest, Father Anthony Branken, who writes, "So many people in our world no longer believe in God, or in heaven, or hell, or in a resurrection from the dead. This is why so many of our buildings, our music, and our art are without beauty. For if there is no God, there is no truth. There is no beauty, no hope." He goes on to reflect on how this spirit of disbelief in eternity and in God creeps little by little into our lives. He says, "It seeps into our awareness and creates strange new categories for us about the way we think about life and death, and we hardly notice it. I presided at a funeral mass once, and someone got up to give a eulogy and told everyone that the person who had died would live on as long as family and friends remembered him. And I thought, no, that's wrong. This is not what we believe. That we live on as a memory in someone else's brain? That if someone does not remember us, we no longer exist? What kind of faith is that?" There was another time when the people at the burial were asked to press their fingertips on the casket so that the oil from their fingers would stay forever on the metal. And I thought, what in heaven's name is that supposed to mean? To leave our fingerprints on the casket? So instead of our souls living on, instead of us going back to God, our fingerprints remain? I imagine if there is no heaven, no hell, no purgatory, then this is life eternal, flashes of memory and fingerprints. And finally, he concludes by saying, "I'm sorry, but this is not enough for me. I will accept nothing less than the faith of my parents and my grandparents. I will accept nothing less than the glorious prospect of rising from the dead at the end of time, seeing my loved ones and embracing my father and mother and my sister and my brothers with the same arms that God created for me when I was conceived. This is something to hope for. Give me flesh and blood, mind and soul, not just someone's fingerprints or memories. Give me a real life with a real body in a real resurrection at the end of time. Give me what Jesus promised on the day that he rose from the dead. Give me that, and I will be happy forever. My friends, on this Easter Sunday, those words, these sentiments, speak to my heart. We all look for meaning in life. We look for hope and direction. Ultimately, we look for love. When we are young, those things may not seem hard to find. If we're blessed, we might even fall in love and marry and have children of our own to raise. Our lives become very busy, and we find purpose and meaning in life. And even if we don't marry or become parents, we still have school and work, romance and adventure, goals to accomplish, and of course, we have friendship and love. But if you live long enough on this earth, eventually you come face to face with death, the death of those you love, and your own approaching death as well, and you look for more. You discover your need for God, your need to hope in Him. And if you are open and seek with a sincere heart, you will find the Lord. You know, several years ago, a good friend of mine, Father Mike Collins, died unexpectedly. Father Collins was an Irishman known to his friends as the White Tornado. From the time he was young, he had a shock of white hair. He talked fast and he moved even faster. With his Irish brogue and his ready wit, he was never at a loss for words and always had something profound to say, usually something that made you laugh but made you think as well. He was one of the most natural and gifted preachers I've ever heard, and over the years I've quoted him many times. Two things I learned about Father Mike at his funeral. One was that his favorite image of Jesus was the painting of our Lord standing at a door, knocking, waiting to be let in. The painting was done in the 19th century by an English artist, William Holman Hunt, who revealed that he had been inspired by a passage in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 20, which says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and have supper with him, and he with me." If you look closely at that painting, you discover there is no handle or knob on the outside of the door. The door can only be opened from within. The image is an invitation for us to listen to the call of Jesus, to open the door of our hearts to Him. The second thing I learned about Father Mike at his funeral was that his favorite saying was, "Behind every Good Friday, there is an Easter Sunday." That is so very true. Jesus was sent by God to suffer and die for us, but God raised him from the dead. And this is what we celebrate today. Jesus' journey did not end on Calvary with death. He passed through death into eternal life. And if we open our hearts to him, he will give us the seed of eternal life. May God bless you this Easter with the Spirit's gifts of faith, hope, and love. I invite you to pray with me on this Easter Sunday and throughout the days of the coming week and on the Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday, to come. Yes, Lord, I believe. Jesus, I trust in you.